Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
There are over 856 Garda files on unsolved missing persons in this country. Now, while resources are stretched within An Garda Síochána, one retired detective has suggested that retired personnel should be recruited to review and investigate some of those missing people cases. And there also have been calls for the establishment of a new state agency to deal with people who are still missing. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Pat Murray, who is a retired Garda detective inspector turned private investigator. And I'm also joined by Dr. René Gappert, who is a forensic anthropologist and coordinator of the National Missing Persons Helpline. You're both welcome to the programme. Pat, I'm going to come to you first. How would this idea that you have work?
Well, it's very, very simple in ways. Now, you know, there's 856 families out there suffering on a daily basis, wanting to know whether a loved one has gone. And the figure of 44 unidentified bodies is certainly not a correct figure, because I dealt with a body myself in 2006, which is not on that list, because I have checked. Well, many others are should be on that list. But however, I raised a parliamentary question there through a TD last week to the minister, and I asked him if he would consider establishing an independent body to review all the files to assist and supplement the work already carried out by An Garda Síochána, and if he would make a statement on that. And he did come back with a statement. And I suppose the last line, the statement said, the department has no immediate plans to establish a specific unit or centralised office to progress work in this area. Now, I think it's a golden opportunity at this stage for ex-detectives, retired detectives, to come together and to put their skill set, you know, to work to structure a process of investigation, planning and the management of searches to bring maybe some closure to some of those families.
And Pat, you're not just talking about retired Gardaí here, you're talking about army personnel, civil defence, perhaps fire service personnel.
Yeah, but yes, when you look now, there's a phenomenon, not a phenomenon, but there's a science around searching for missing persons, as lost persons' behaviour. And it's just not a matter of going out wandering the fields with a stick poking at the ground. There's a whole science behind how you go searching, and there's books written on it, and it's something that the guards and search personnel should be aware of. And this could all culminate under the one umbrella of an independent body, or as I said, it like an addition onto An Garda Síochána, or let's say the supplement of the missing persons unit. An Garda Síochána, which we just have to say, the missing persons unit don't investigate missing persons. They get all the information on that, but they collate more so than investigate. It's up to the local superintendent or detective inspector in the district to investigate if someone goes missing in their area.
Okay, we know that resources are stretched. I just want to bring in René Gappert, who's here. Pat, just bear with me for 1 second. Okay. I have coordinator of the National Missing Persons Helpline, Dr. Gappert, here. What do you think of this idea? Would it work?
Well, first of all, I think from our view, anything that assists the families finding their missing loved ones is to be welcomed. This I only read about this particular deer recently, and surely it has brought up very good points, particularly the one about expertise, experienced people that are out there that have retired. That expertise is missing. It's not being passed on, there have to be ways of how we can somehow harness that expertise, to feed back into investigations. But that's something that's investigation, that's An Garda Síochána, that's something that they have to look at.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, Pat, how existing Gardaí might feel about this independent body if it was set up with retired members there and people from other services too. Would there be some sort of a demarcation issue there? Who's supposed to be doing what?
No. This phenomenon works in other countries, in Texas, they bring back retired detectives to work on unsolved murders and missing persons cases specific. So it is out there. It does work. They take back ex-detectives and ex-Gardaí in the PSNI. They take them back in the UK. So, like, it's not something new. You know, the formulas are there. It's just that the expertise is lying out there. We see it now where guards are not applying, people are not applying to join the guards, and people are leaving the guards early. So here's a pool of people, of retired detectives or retired guardies, who could generate, let's say, or can contribute to a unit that could look at these missing persons cases, like, you know.
And when it comes to,
you know, you have the missing persons helpline there, which Rennie is part of there, and they have 9 personnel, and they're given a budget each year of 25,000. It wouldn't keep them in paperclips, like, you know. So I'm saying there's 9 people that could be.
Renee has something to say about that. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that from the 9 people, we only have 1 part-time staff member. The rest are all volunteers. So yeah, it's actually only a part-time role. And that's my coordinator role that's currently paid.
That's a very difficult situation, Renee.
It is for a organisation, a charity like this, that takes up, a lot of work in that area for or on behalf of the Department of Justice. For example, we are supported by the Department of Justice, and that's very important. But there's more that could be done in that role, of course, and we'll find it difficult. Yeah.
And do you think that there would be forensic anthropologists like yourself who are retired who might want to come back and help?
Well, I'm not retired.
No, I didn't. That's not what I meant. People like you who are retired.
Yes. Well, you see, even considering that we don't have forensic anthropology really fully embedded within the system as such, as a formal entity, that would be one of the first steps that we need. And I'm not even only talking about forensic anthropology, but look at the whole issue of forensic human identification of the living and the dead. That's a huge area that could be very easily developed. Mm-hmm. But there are similar projects that already exist in Europe that we could actually look at, and that I think have already shown an interest in Irish cases. And that's the International Cold Case Analysis Project that has that had started a few years ago at the Police Academy of Lower Saxony in Germany. But it's an international project that involves students from criminology, psychology, policing students, and veteran police officers and veteran experts in different areas. And they all work together on these cold cases, and it has brought huge benefits in these cases.
And you mentioned the families. You said anything that brings them some comfort and helps them would be welcome. Do you find that they're frustrated with how their cases are handled in this country as time goes on?
Well, as a general consensus, I think from what I gather when I attend the family support days, I do get the feeling that there's a huge frustration there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pat, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. As a private investigator, I've been contacted by many of the family. Could I do something, you know? So look, here's a golden opportunity, like, to put together resources that are possibly out there, and gather all the information that's out there in respect of the, as I said, like, the science around searches and people going missing and all of that, like, and have it under one central umbrella, maybe in on Garda Síochána, let's say, up to the missing persons unit, and restructure it, and make it pay for the missing persons families out there. That, like, you know, and even if you were to recover bodies, unfortunately, like, it give people closure and they'll know what happened to their loved one. Like,
so this would involve not just searching, but also, Pat, reviewing the initial investigation, reviewing all of the case files.
Absolutely, yes. And I have, look, at in my time as a Garda, like, as a detective inspector and senior investigating officer, I was handed, let's say, Kira Breen's file back in 2010. And I took a different view. My detectives, who are very skilled, we had a different look and a different view as how to approach it. And we advanced that case to such an extent, I was within a hair's breadth of getting a charge on the person who we believe killed her. I took on another case there, Irene White, who was murdered in 2005, and I got in 2010, and we progressed it, and we were able to, from looking, the answers were in the file all along, and how we progressed things, and the chap who murdered her, we got him in 2015. So look, it's the answers are there. You just need fresh eyes. You need a different approach. You need to utilise everything that you have at your disposal and anything that's out there and think outside the box. And I'd say if you had a unit that was that way inclined and that way motivated, you will get results, mm-hmm.
And Renee, can you run me through that database that Pat mentioned at the beginning? This is information about 44 unidentified remains published by the Department of Justice. That was just a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
It was, yes. And it's good to see that. It's great to see that the department has done this, you know, and has taken now the lead on publishing these figures. I think they made it quite clear that this is not the end figure. You know, cases will be added to it. And it's something that I think that we proposed already in 2018, you know, but as part of a much larger role. So this database was part to be, or that we suggested, would also include the role of human identification expertise in that area and to act as a central point of communication for Angarda Síochána Síochána, for the pathologist, for the coroners, for Forensic Science Ireland, to draw on the expertise of what can be done in each single case, that scientifically what hasn't been done yet and what can be still, what we can offer in that area. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that it has been established now, but it's the first step. So I think the opportunity is there now to build on it.
And you're supportive of this idea that Pat has, that maybe this independent body might come to pass.
Well, sure, anything that would further the the issues of missing persons for the families. But we must not forget that when we deal with missing persons, we are not only dealing with people who are missing, presumed dead. There's people missing out there that are still alive. There's people missing for various reasons. So we have to look at all the issues there. And I think one part of these projects or these ideas that are out there, we must not forget that the easiest thing to even get something started is to go back into education as well. We have to start, in my opinion, we have to start educating the Gardaí in Templemore when they go in, and to either specialised courses or even at the beginning part to make them aware of what missing persons issues are out there, how to deal with them, how to deal with the families, and then also how we progress, for example, cases in different situations, and what kind of forensic scientists we actually need to solve these cases.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Dr. René Gappert and Pat Murray, who's a retired Garda detective inspector. Thank you both. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.